Recordings have started.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. Thank everybody for participating. We seem to have one glitch. Brenda doesn't have the deck. I'm going to send it to her right now. What I'm looking to work on is the it's not really a deck. It's the email that I sent out on Friday in terms of consumer trust in the mission statement. We've had some very good back and forth on that. Brenda, so the issue that we want to talk about today is the consumer trust, the reference to consumer trust in the mission statement. I'm just seeing in the chat, Brenda, that Cavusis needs to dial out. If you would take care of that. If I could just set the stage a little bit, you will recall that one of our goals was to incorporate the affirmation of the commitments from the affirmation of commitments into the mission statement. In the first draft report, we had a reference to consumer trust in the mission statement. But when we looked more closely at the affirmation of commitment, the reference to consumer trust appeared in two places. It appears in paragraph 3 of the affirmation of commitment, which describes the goals of the document, saying this document affirms key commitments by DOC and ICANN, including commitments, among other things, to promote competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice in the DNS marketplace. The other reference to consumer trust, if you're not speaking, could you please go on mute? Thanks. We're hearing some typing in the background. The other reference to consumer trust in the mission statement is in paragraph 9.3 of the affirmation of commitments, which obligates ICANN, if and when new GTLDs are added, to examine the extent to which the expansion has promoted competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice, and says ICANN will then go on to conduct several reviews. So as I said, this language was transposed into the core values in the first draft proposal, requiring ICANN to depend on market mechanisms to promote and sustain a healthy competitive environment in the DNS market that enhances consumer trust and choice. When we looked at that more carefully in the second round, there was some concern about, first of all, whether it fit in that particular provision, and also whether a commitment that was referenced in particular and specific to the expansion of new GTLDs should be used to grasp a sort of general consumer protection obligation in kind of fundamental ways onto ICANN. And so in the second draft report, we decided to take the reference in the core values out and include the language in the bylaws provisions relating to reviews. So it is there. You will see in Appendix 9, paragraph 33, where it is specifically tied to new GTLDs expansions. So Although most people didn't comment on this, there were two comments. In particular, ALAC felt in the comments on the second draft and the comments on the third draft that this language, the reference to consumer building consumer trust, should be in the mission commitments and core values statement, as did the U.S. Chamber of International Business. Given the strength and the repeated strength of those comments, we need to take a look at this. And so I've formulated two questions here. And the first question is, you know, we have an affirmation of commitment provision that is specific to GTLD expansion. And the question is, should we elevate that to impose a generalized, independent, and affirmative competition in consumer trust, although it's actually really consumer trust, because we do have, as we have always had in the ICANN bylaws, some obligations with respect to relying on market mechanisms to promote competition. And then the second question is, from a consumer trust standpoint, and this was really a question that was, I think, raised by the government of the United Kingdom, which was, we know that ICANN's fundamental mission is to ensure the stable and secure operation of the DNS, and it obviously has various additional and relevant commitments, you know, to preserve stability and reliability and et cetera. Does that adequately address this concern? So let's move into the discussion phase. Alan, your hand is raised, and obviously, Caboose, my typo, should be promote. So let's turn to Alan.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'll note, because I don't think there's been an acknowledgement in the email, Annex 9 omitted the whole bylaw associated with the consumer trust and competition review. So just to make sure that from a staff point of view, we put it back in. In terms of the questions, I'll answer the second question first. If indeed the current bylaws covered it and covered it clearly, we wouldn't be having this discussion. A significant part of this discussion is the belief by some that the consumer trust reference in the AOC and therefore in the bylaws is only in with regard to the expansion of the GTLD space. So if indeed it was implied, then it would be extraneous words, but definitely that does apply to the whole GTLD space. Clearly, there are many people in this group who believe it only applies to the expansion of the new GTLD space. So for that reason, I believe, and ALAC believes, that indeed it is necessary. You know, we can go into various arguments. One of the larger arguments that has been put up by people in the last few days is we don't know what consumer trust means. Well, the term is already being used within the bylaws. It's used in regard to the who is, whatever who is now called. So the term is being used. We're stuck with it. It's in the AOC. It's in the specific review associated with the expansion. We may have to define it. We may choose to ignore it like global public interest and not try to get a formal definition, but it's a term that's being used. So it's a complete red herring to say we shouldn't use it in this case because it's an undefined term. Paragraph 3, in my reading, is not just a description of the following reviews. It has references to other things like global interest, which are not part of the reviews explicitly. And I believe it does have a home in the bylaws.
Okay. Can I be very, very clear here?
Please.
I have never said that it is just that paragraph 3 is about just about reviews. Paragraph 3, though, is a general statement about what the purpose of the affirmation of commitments is, as opposed to a specific commitment. That is the only point that I have made throughout this, and I think that is pretty clear.
Thank you, Becky. And in my mind, it is part of the affirmation of commitments and therefore deserves to find a home, not just in reference to the review associated with the expansion. Thank you.
Milton?
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon in Europe. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you, Milton.
Okay. So I would want to answer the first question that you posed, Becky, with a very firm no, and the second question with a yes. I think what Alan has said is it's interesting that he addressed the second question and not the first. And the first question is really the source of my concern and many others' concern about adding this language. Because once you remove this idea of consumer trust from the very specific context of the GTLD expansion, which is, of course, where this idea got its root, then it does become a generalized, independent, and affirmative obligation on ICANN, which in effect makes it into a consumer protection regulator with a very broad mandate. And again, if the whole point of this exercise is to have a limited mission and to leave to national regulatory authorities and others with more specific legal mandates to deal with the consumer protection issues, and there's no evidence that these national regulatory authorities are incapable of doing their jobs, there's been all kinds of regulations imposed on VeriSign, for example, related to their pricing. There have been certain kinds of fraud accusations pursued against certain kinds of people trying to fool people into registering with them. Most of those have been taken place by consumer protection regulators legally mandated at the national level. And the idea of just sticking this general term, promoting consumer trust, into ICANN's fundamental mission and detaching it from the stable and secure operation of DNS, it concerns me greatly. And I think it's hard for anyone to make a case that this generalized, independent, and affirmative obligation would be consistent with the idea of limiting the mission. So that's my approach to that problem.
Thank you, Milton. Caboose?
Any documents. Mission in any documents of every organization is the highest level from the hierarchical point of view. And as you have mentioned, should be precise, concise, and very, very high level. Second, when I look to all of these discussions, which everybody is correct, I ask myself, are we concerned that where we put this, or are we concerned how is it implemented? Does it make a change if we put it in the mission, or if we put it in the core value, or if we put it elsewhere, provided that it is implemented and it is properly cross-referenced? And I don't understand why we discussing and arguing with each other, put it in the mission, whereas we should concentrate from the implementation point of view. In my personal view, as a participant to this group, I prefer to put it not in the mission, but put it elsewhere, core value, any other place, provided that it is properly, appropriately, and duly implemented. Thank you.
Thank you, Cavus. Greg?
Thanks. Greg Chatton here. Following on email I sent yesterday, of course, I do disagree with the interpretation that paragraph 3 of the affirmation of commitments is not itself a statement of commitment, is not itself a commitment or a series of commitments. And in particular, paragraph 3C is a commitment to promote competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice in the DNS marketplace, which is not an unlimited statement. It's a limited statement as far as it goes. And we're talking about limiting ICANN's mission. We're talking about boundaries, not constraining it from its current mission. As we've said, we're clarifying what those boundaries are. And unless the affirmation of commitments has been outside ICANN's mission for all these years, this Section 3C is part of ICANN's mission and needs to be transposed as is into the bylaws. So I think the idea that it doesn't stand on its own, but only somehow provides a predicate for Section 9.3, I think is incorrect. I think it may get to a desired result, but I don't think it's a correct result. I think that as such, we need to honor the commitment. I need to continue to honor the commitment made in Section 3C. And that we need to provide ICANN the language that does that by putting this into the bylaws as such. So I think that it's not an unlimited statement. It is limited to the DNS marketplace, but it is not just limited to setting up the expansion. I guess in a sense, before the expansion, there was no quote-unquote DNS marketplace. At least for GTLDs. That's probably why it was phrased the way it is. But getting into intent is not really necessary where the document is clear on its face. And I think it's clear that what we have in Section 3, and particularly 3C that we're talking about, is a fully fledged commitment. And I think that to write it out of the affirmation of commitments by not putting it into the bylaws appropriately is, in fact, changing or constraining the mission and not doing what we've said we've done with the affirmation commitments, which is to bring the commitments into the bylaws. Thanks.
Thank you. Can I just ask one follow-up question before we go to Alan? The intent is specifically to put this provision into the review section, which is where I guess we have a difference in reading in paragraph 3 of the affirmation of commitments, although I think it on its face is pretty clear as it is saying this document affirms. And I would argue that has to be read in the context of the specific language in the body of the text, just from an interpretive note. But nobody is talking about not putting this language into the bylaws. It would be in the bylaws specifically in relation to expansion of the TLD space.
I'm talking about the language in 3C. Where are you saying that 3C would go?
Well, the language in paragraph, I'm now going to look at the language of the draft because I did think it was in Appendix 9, paragraph 33. ICANN will ensure as it expands the top-level domain space, it will adequately address issues of competition, consumer protection, security, stability, and resiliency, malicious abuse issues, sovereignty concerns, and rights protections. So that's a recommended change to the ICANN bylaws where it says specifically, ICANN will ensure that as it extends the top-level domain space, it will adequately address issues of competition, consumer protection, security, stability and resiliency, malicious abuse issues, sovereignty concerns, and rights protections.
So I don't hear consumer trust in there. So we're reading out the affirmation, the commitment in paragraph 3C that's specific to affirming a commitment to consumer trust in the DNS marketplace. So I think that is a change in the affirmation of commitment and a change in what ICANN has committed to do. So I think that's not merely in the it was not intended initially, as I read this, to attend merely to the expansion, but it is a commitment. I don't think it's leveraging anything to transpose Section 3 in particular. I think we've somehow decided we could drop Section 3 as such, and I don't think that that is the case.
Well, let me just be very clear that if you look at Section 3, all of the provisions of Section 3 are addressed in different parts of the bylaws, but they were not transposed. It was not transposed because it was transposed from the direct affirmation, the direct commitments affirmed. But I should stop talking and let Alan speak.
Thank you very much. Several things. First of all, with regard to Cavusa's comment, I'm talking, and we have always been talking about putting it into Article 1 of the bylaws. I do not care. Not everyone may agree with me. I do not care if it's in the mission or another part. So let's get out of this business of we're changing the mission. I'm saying put it in Article 1 of the bylaws, which is where it was originally. Number two, yes, we're going into the weeds and we're cluttering up the bylaws with all sorts of details. We started on that path a long time ago. If ever someone wants to go through and start taking out all of the weeds, I'm happy we could take out this one too. But that's not the direction we're going on. Milton said, why do I disagree that national bodies are incapable? Why do I think that that national bodies are incapable of doing the job? I don't think they're incapable. I just don't think it's their sole job. The AOC committed to consumer trust in the DNS marketplace, not just in the expansion of it. We still have .com and .net around with a few registrations in them, not to mention others with fewer with other numbers in them. And that's what this is focusing on. It is currently in the mission of compliance. It says consumer trust. It's really clear. The mission only has about 12 words in it, and that's two of them. If compliance spent many years only looking at making sure that they got paid, that's changed. We want to make sure it doesn't change back. That's why it should be somewhere in the bylaws. Steve's or somebody said that if it's in the AOC, or Milton said, if it's in the AOC, why do we have to incorporate it into the bylaws? Well, the whole intent was to incorporate the AOC into the bylaws. This is a particular part of the AOC. We're trying to make sure it goes into the bylaws. Again, not in the mission necessarily, into the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you. Milton?
Yes, well, I think we've cleared up one piece of confusion because if Alan doesn't want it in the mission, then we are much closer to agreeing than we would be otherwise. I mean, the statement at the top of this document we're looking at is ad hoc meeting consumer trust in the mission statement. So have we agreed then that we don't care? Some of us don't want it in the mission statement. Alan says he doesn't care. He wants it in the bylaws. I thought we'd already agreed that the affirmation, key parts of the affirmation were going into the bylaws. So let's clarify what we're debating here. Is it Article 1 of the bylaws or is it the mission statement?
May I, Becky?
Yes.
we have this whole section that Becky has taken responsibility for is on Article 1. We have mission issues, we have core values, and we have added a whole new section that didn't exist currently called commitments. That's what we're debating here. Now, some people have, to their advantage, said everything is the mission, and therefore we don't want to add stuff to the mission. I take no responsibility for being part of that group. Thank you.
All right, then, if I could just follow up. So the affirmation of commitments as the Section 3 that has just been put up by Becky into the chat room, it is a commitment by between that ICANN made U.S. Department of Commerce, and we have always had problems. We, meaning the non-commercial stakeholders group, have always had problems with the fact that this bilateral negotiation, which was not a bottom-up policy process and did not have consensus in the community, was making policy commitments for the community based on a top-down negotiation between the ICANN board and the Department of Commerce. Now, we're willing to concede that there are significant segments of the community who want to incorporate parts of the affirmation into the ICANN bylaws, but I think, again, our concern is narrowing and limiting the mission of ICANN as much as possible to those elements, those minimal elements that are needed for centralized coordination on a global scale. And it's very clear that we have consumer protection and agencies, dozens of them at the national level. We have lots of global cooperation through organizations such as OECD on those issues. Alan's answer to why he wants ICANN to replace these agencies was not satisfactory. He just said they have other things to do. I just think if we're not willing to limit the mission to those things that are directly related to DNS coordination and security and resilience, then we're straying from this goal of a limited mission, whether it's in the mission statement per se or whether it's in the core values or commitments. So, again, I'm a minimalist. I want ICANN to do as little as possible. I want to distribute power. I don't want it centralized on a global basis.
Thank you. Brenda, could you load the document that Steve Del Bianco sent? Greg, is your hand a new hand or an old hand? Greg? Okay, I'm going to assume Greg may be speaking. Okay. Steve, could you talk with us about this document and walk us through it, please?
Thanks, Becky. As a segue to the definition that's on the screen, I was persuaded early on that 3C is an introduction to what shows up in 9.3, and agreed when we met in Paris as the CCWG that the commitment there is fleshed out in 9.3, and therefore that's the right place to focus on consumer trust, consumer choice, and competition, which is why I agreed with your statement that its presence in the bylaws, when the affirmation 9.3 is brought into the bylaws, is sufficient to memorialize that commitment by ICANN and to specifically map it to expansion of the GTLD space, which is where I believe the commitment was made. And that being in the bylaws, as such, is sufficient to use it as something to hold ICANN accountable to. And that, after all, was what the mission was for us. That was the objective for us, which was to ensure that the community could hold ICANN accountable to the obligations that it had made to the community through Affirmation 9.3. So I responded no to both your questions, which suggests that I think it's sufficient to have it in the bylaws in the review section, and that it is not a tremendous challenge for us to include a word like consumer trust someplace in the bylaws, because we have words in the bylaws that have similar interpretation challenges to them. Words like security, stability, public interest, resiliency, private sector. There's plenty of words in there that require interpretation. So, Becky, now turning to what you asked me to do, we looked at the affirmation of commitments, 9.3, stimulated its discussions in the community to say, we're coming up, in fact, in 2010, 2011, 2012, we talked about the need to review the new GTLD program after it was launched in 2012. And when that review occurred, it would have to look at 9.3 and the commitments that ICANN made on consumer trust, consumer choice, and competition. But we didn't know what those words meant yet. So many of us approached the board and said, let's flesh out the definition. Let's even come up with metrics. And that effort was led by Jonathan Zook, the fleshing out of metrics that could be used so that all the parties involved, registries, registrars, compliance, all the parties involved in the new GTLD expansion would have an idea of what it is they were shooting for when it comes to trust, choice, and competition. The board unanimously adopted in December of 2012 December of 2010, board resolution, and I linked to it on the screen, and that resolution instructed and requested the ACNSOs to come back with advice on how to define and measure consumer trust, consumer choice, and competition. And that took about a year. Jonathan Zook and I, Cheryl Langdonor, several folks in the CCWG worked on that group and came back with recommendations. And those were adopted by the two of the chartering organizations, the GNSO and ALAC. The other chartering organizations didn't give specific comment on it. And on the screen in front of you is just one small excerpt from that report where these three definitions were laid out. And you'll see that the definition of consumer trust here really does refer to the domain name system with respect to the consistency. When I resolve a name, that it resolves consistently, no matter where I am in the world, no matter what time of the year, no matter what language it's in. They have confidence that a registry operator is fulfilling their purpose, which was paragraph 18 of their application, and is complying with ICANN policies and national laws, and that we have confidence in ICANN's compliance function. So those three elements of trust were an attempt to put meat on those bones. And not only was that endorsed by the chartering organizations, but it went to the board approved, and moved that ahead to the next step. Now, the next step is actually the Consumer Trust, Consumer Choice, and Competition Working Group for the Affirmation of Commitments, which was just formed a few weeks ago. And there are several members of that group on the call today. And they will take these definitions that have been endorsed and work it into the charter for the work that they'll be doing in probably the year ahead. It will probably take quite some time to work that through. So, Becky, I think that what this does is establishes that the community in a bottom-up fashion, because this was a bottom-up, wide-open working group with ALAC, GNSO, GAC participation, that we are capable of taking words like consumer trust, choice, and competition in the context of the GTLD expansion, and we're capable of making them specific, even capable of putting metrics associated with them, putting that through the bottom-up process, through consensus, and working it through. And I believe it's adequate to have it in 9.3 and move that into the bylaws in the review section. But in fact, we should preserve the words consumer trust, choice, and competition. Becky, anything further you wanted me to say on that?
No, thank you, Steve. That's very helpful. And so I think that the message is that there has been, we do have some history here that consumer trust has been defined in a fairly precise way through a bottom-up process, and that's reflected in this document. And, of course, that was in the context of new GTLD expansions. Just to be very clear, I don't think anybody is opposed to consumer trust. The concern is imposing a generalized, undefined obligation on ICANN to enhance consumer trust without the kind of context that is reflected here in the work of the community and in paragraph 9.3. So I think that, you know, if the issue is adding the language of consumer trust into the bylaws through Annex 9, I don't think that is the at least that's not my concern. My concern is a generalized, undefined consumer protection obligation that is unbounded by context. Kavus?
Yes, I see the discussion turning around and so forth. I read what you said to me. What I'm suggesting that at this very meeting we have to conclude on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Alan?
Thank you. Just to be clear, I'm not suggesting that this definition be put in the bylaws. Maybe some people wanted to, and I probably wouldn't object if it were, but I don't think that is what the bylaws are for. The bylaws have terms which all over the place, which we may then have to define. This is a good definition. I'm happy with it. The problem with saying this is covered by 9.3 is 9.3, the section that it was omitted from Annex 9, says, and I quote, if it were there, it would say, because these are the words in the affirmation, ICANN will ensure that as it expands the top-level domain space, it will adequately address issues of competition, consumer protection, security, stability, resiliency, dotted, all those things. Okay. This review will examine the extent to which the expansion of the GTLDs has promoted competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. Our concern is not just with the expansion. It's with the billions or hundreds of millions or whatever of names that are there already and that will continue to be there in TLDs that are not associated with the expansion. That's why it's not adequate to cover it in just the reviews. Thank you.
Can I just ask, Alan, I mean, are you proposing that ICANN has an affirmative consumer protection mission other than the security and stability, that ICANN has a specific generalized consumer protection obligation?
I'm not changing the word from consumer trust to consumer protection, so don't put words in my mouth. I said we have an obligation to think of it as we are doing our policy work. That's why it's currently in the mission of compliance, and that's why it's in the AOC. All I'm saying is we should use the words that are in the AOC and faithfully reproduce them in the bylaws, not necessarily the mission, in the bylaws. As you point out, the first occurrence of the word that was removed was in the core values, not in the mission. All I'm saying is that we made a decision to put the AOC into the bylaws. We left out a few words. For reasons I don't understand, there is some visceral reaction to never putting those back in again. I don't understand why. And all we're saying is honor the commitment we made to move the AOC into the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you. If I could just clarify, because I think it's my fault that they got in there in the first place. All of the other words, the competition language and stability and security, all of those words have been in ICANN's core mission statement and core values since 2003. The problem was in a less than careful transposition of the affirmation of commitments, and that was as we spoke about in some length in Paris. The transposition didn't work and created this concern about mission creep. So I mean, it's not true that we added a whole bunch of things from the affirmation of commitments into the mission commitment and core values, because most of those things were already specifically there. Milton?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be saying anything that hasn't already been said on the chat, but I just think I've had a bit of an epiphany here in this latest exchange, and it's very clear. I understand Alan's perspective. He thinks that consumer trust is important, and it, you know, there are ongoing requirements to promote that that seem to be derived from the existing TLDs and TLD expansion. But I think what Alan is missing is that when you detach those words from the context of the GTLD expansion and all the work that's been done on it regarding the definition and meaning of consumer trust, once you detach it from that context and just put it in the core values or the commitments of the bylaws standing on its own, then you have created this generalized obligation that Becky and I are talking about and others are worried about, and I just don't see what you gain by doing that. There's all kinds of things in the existing mission and core values that provide the kind of oversight of the DNS market that you need, and there's all kinds of dangers by detaching it from the existing context of the affirmation of commitments reviews. It seems to me that Steve is satisfied that we're honoring those commitments by adding competition, choice, and trust into the bylaws only in the sections on reviews of GTLD expansion. So I'm unclear as to why anybody would want to go farther than that and just detach it from context. You have to be aware of the way things happen in regulatory institutions and political institutions. You have these words free-floating there. Somebody comes along 5 years from now, 10 years from now, completely unaware of all this debate and context, and they just say, oh, we've got this general obligation to promote consumer trust, and then you have mission creep, and there'll be all kinds of political and economic reasons that somebody might not pick that up and run with it and turn ICANN into a global regulator of the sort we hope we're avoiding. So I just think we need to stick with 9.3, keep the words nicely contained within that very definite context. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, any other statements here? I mean, I hate to say this, but to me, the issue is the sort of unintended consequences of having language that is untethered to context and that really does hearken to an expansion of ICANN's scope of authority. And although, again, I don't understand the distinction that is being drawn by some between sort of consumer trust obligation versus consumer protection. I am quite concerned about the lack of context in the commitments and core values and how that broadens ICANN's scope. Whether you think it broadens ICANN's mission or not, it's scope of responsibility. Greg?
Thanks, Greg. I think that Section 3 defines the responsibility and the commitments of ICANN. And if we're going to eliminate some of those commitments, we need to say so. A review commitment is only one aspect. If there is not an underlying obligation to promote consumer trust, then the concept of the review itself becomes untethered from context, the underlying context of Section 3. But I don't think that 9.3 is the limit of 9.3 is the limit of what is meant there. The fact that there is a review is meant to ascertain whether, in fact, in the context of expansion, this commitment has been honored. But I don't think it is the limit of that commitment. So I think if we are going to say that the affirmation of commitments is overly broad in this area and that we want to eliminate a portion of the affirmation of commitments by limiting what was in Section 3 only to what is in 9.3, and that 3C as a general commitment is being discarded, then I think we need to say that. I don't agree that we should do that, but I think we just need to be intellectually honest if that's what we're doing. We may not all agree with every decision that's made. That's what happens in a consensus process. But at the very least, we need to be forthright that what we're doing is taking this Section 3 and, in essence, whittling it down to only 9.3. Because I don't agree that 9.3 is all that was intended or that all that should be read into Section 3. And I don't agree that Section 3 stands as a commitment per se of ICANN out. So if we're going to take that back and discard it, we at least need to say that we're doing so, and we think that somehow in this case the affirmation of commitments got it wrong, and that we need to rein it in. I have concerns with that result, but I have greater concerns with kind of reworking and contextualizing this niftily to make it sound like that's not really what's happened. Thanks.
Okay, well, let me just be very clear since we're talking around things like being forthright and dishonest. I just disagree with your reading of the role of Section 3 in the affirmation of commitment, so that I'm not willing to concede that there's anything less than totally forthright about that. I just think, you know, having worked on enough of these documents, that that paragraph 3 plays a particular role in the document. Alan?
Well, Greg captured part of what I was going to say, that if we're going to walk away from something, then we need to be honest, and I don't think it's this working group's responsibility to decide what ICANN is going to walk away from in the AOC. Section 3 very clearly says consumer trust in the DNS, in the GTLD space. Review 3 says very clearly consumer trust in the expansion of the space. They are different. Thank you.
Okay. So we have a situation where the language was in the first draft. It has not been in the second and the third draft. I don't think that anybody is proposing to walk away from anything. We are having a conversation about what the words mean and how they would impact ICANN's scope of responsibility and action. And I think that there are totally legitimate concerns about the way and the adequacy of the way that's been phrased. And so, Greg, I see your comment that you don't think it's merely a misplaced chapeau. I think it's not merely anything. I think it is an intentional chapeau. So I think that reasonable and honest people can disagree with each other on that. So I hope we can keep the conversation at that level. Greg, is that a new hand? No. Any other thoughts here? I don't feel like we have closed the understanding. I will try to summarize the discussion here and circulate it, and we will then have to have some more discussion on this piece. I'm recognizing where we are in the process and concerns. And Alan, any conclusion has to address the last question, which is what question?
Where are we echoing the concept from the AOC that we care about consumer trust in the entire GTLD space as opposed to just the expansion of the space?
Okay. And if we look at, okay, then I'll take that. I think as Milton points out, the affirmation of commitment language was about consumer trust in the expansion. I guess you guys disagree, you and Greg disagree with that. Okay, I think rather than belabor a conversation on which we are not moving the ball forward, we should probably stop here, and I will try to see if we can move the ball forward on the list. Caboose?
Can you please give a summary of the discussion? We have heard many, many things, but we don't know. I don't know really where we are. Could
okay.
you please make a small resume, even if there are two different views? Thank you.
Sure. I will do my best to do that, Caboose. I believe that we have two different perspectives on the language in the I think that everyone is in support of consumer trust in a general way. I think that there are two different perspectives. One perspective is that the concept of consumer trust in the affirmation of commitment is specifically tied to the expansion of the new GTLD space, and that it invokes a review of the expansion to ensure that consumer trust issues are being adequately addressed in that process. And that people with that perspective are very concerned about including a new reference to a generalized consumer trust obligation outside of that context and the unintended consequences that might have on ICANN as it carries out its mission. Questions about whether it is broadening ICANN's scope of responsibility as it does that. Another perspective here that is also strongly held is that the affirmation of commitments language in Section 3 is a general commitment to ICANN to promote consumer trust in the DNS space, full stop. That it is inadequate to limit that to limit the language itself to the expansion, questions about the expansion and the review, and that ICANN should have a generalized commitment to promoting consumer trust in the DNS market as a whole in Section 1 of the bylaws. So it's very much a question about does this broaden ICANN's scope of responsibility versus is ICANN walking away from a sort of more generalized commitment that it's already made in the affirmation of commitments. I think that's where we are. I don't think that we have, I think that we have two perspectives that are very strongly held. So for my money, that does not count as consensus here. And I'm going to have to put my thinking cap on and see if there is a way to advance this. And you know, one question is this something that is sufficiently weighty that it deserves further thought in work stream two? And that's one of the things that I will be thinking about. And obviously, once I, or even before I circulate, any thoughts on the list would be welcome. Steve, I see your hand.
Thank you, Becky. It'll be very brief. First, I wanted to clarify something said in the chat, is that the definitions that are on the screen, I don't think anyone on this call is proposing that those definitions get put into the bylaws. Those definitions were developed in the bottom-up multi-stakeholder process to satisfy the 9.3 obligation of the AOC, and I was bringing them up as examples of where we are capable of giving meaning to those definitions in the context of the GTLD expansion. Second point is that 3C, what convinces me, and I'm no lawyer, right, but 3C convinces me that it's a chapeau, that it's fleshed out in 9.3. And the reason I say that is 3C refers to the entire DNS marketplace. Now, I don't think there's anyone on this call that believes the 3C, back in 2009 when the affirmation was signed, that 3C suddenly changed the world with respect to existing TLDs, or to change the world with respect to existing CCTLDs. There's not much representation of CCs on this call, but if somebody wants to bring sentence 3C into the mission and core values, it's not just the GTLD marketplace, it's everything. So that had no operational value. In other words, after 2009, I don't remember any of us suddenly changing the way we manage the legacy GTLDs or changing the obligations that are placed on CCTLD operators. And so Greg and Alan, you know, I am as big a fighter for consumer trust as you guys are. I just don't see the 3C extending to the entire marketplace for all time, for Gs and for Cs. I do think that 3C is fleshed out in 9.3, and therefore it's sort of a chapeau on that. But thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Alan?
Yeah, thank you. I can't say how prescient the people who wrote this text were. There are other indications they weren't particularly prescient. So I don't know. I do know that just about at the 2009 frame, the whole concept of what compliance was supposed to be doing within ICANN was changing, and indeed it was going from something wider to that registrar didn't pay their bills to in fact caring what happens on the consumer level. So maybe it was prescient, maybe it wasn't. The words are there today. Thank you.
Okay. And I think that the question is, the anxiety is the words may be there. Some people think that they are limited, and at the very least, there is concern about what they mean in a wider context, untethered to the expansion of the space. It's 9:00. I promised this would be an hour, so I think we will stop here, and I will try to figure out a way to move the ball forward in this discussion. Thanks, everybody, for participating. I appreciate the discussion.